The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him wherever he enters. Say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This the truth each Christian learns. Bread into his flesh he turns, to his precious blood the wine. This is what we are celebrating today, this Feast of Corpus Christi, that Jesus has given us a true bread from heaven, a precious wine from heaven that becomes his body and his blood. In ancient Israel, before the giving of the Ten Commandments at Sinai, the people struggled with their God. They struggled to understand and to come to terms with him. But like other peoples, they understood the concept of sacrifice, of blood offering. And in fact, when we hear of the sacrifice of Isaac, when the angel of the Lord tells his father, Abraham, that the heir is not to be killed, "Wait, do not sacrifice your son Isaac." This is part of an ancient memory of the people of Israel who had in the past sacrificed their firstborn sons in order to do what they perceived to appease their God. And through the revelation of God himself, he put an end to those sacrifices and allowed for the substitution of the Paschal lamb, a lamb to remind them of their exodus from Egypt, a lamb to remind them that their covenant was ratified by blood, a lamb who was to, in the end, become the ultimate sacrifice, because on that Last Supper, when Jesus sat with his disciples, he identified himself not only in a symbolic way, but in a realized way, that he was the Paschal sacrifice, and that on that cross he was to hang and give his precious blood for the life of the world, for our lives to save us from what? Our sinfulness, our flaws, our horror in the face of the living God. We are called each day to enter into the divine life in a very mysterious way. He calls us to his divinity, and he shows us his humanity. We receive the humanity and divinity of Christ in the blessed sacrament of the altar because he has willed it so. He has set this up so. He has given us sacraments to be tangible entries into the divine life. We are shown this each time we come to the Eucharistic sacrifice, each time we enter more fully into the sacrament of his body and his blood. Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. We celebrate that as Christians, we believe that we do not just commemorate the historical event of the Last Supper and Jesus' death and resurrection, but we enter into it in a real way. And that is not possible for us alone. It is possible because God gives us this as a gift, that he allows us to enter into his eternity, into his timelessness, so that each and every time we celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we not only remember the past, but we remember Jesus in the present, breaking the bread and pouring the wine, of giving us his body and blood. We enter into this very day his divine presence so that we can see and feel and touch and know his body and blood. And although we do not see him in a physical way, we see him in a metaphysical way, in a mystical way, in his true divinity and his humanity, just as much as we would see him if we had been there when he was born in Bethlehem. He became a baby. Now he becomes our bread. It's customary on Corpus Christi to have a procession of the Blessed Sacrament, and we will have one today at the end of Mass. Customarily, when we come into a Catholic church, we look for the tabernacle and we genuflect to our Lord. We genuflect because we acknowledge that Jesus is present in his Blessed Sacrament. We use the right knee. I meant to mention this yesterday to some of the folks. Those who genuflect on their left knee are acknowledging the presence of their bishop, and that is where the custom comes from, that we genuflect to our bishop, but on the left knee, not the right. So, right knee for this. Also, when the Blessed Sacrament is carried, it's usually customary for us to kneel so that we go down on both knees before the Lord our God as he's carried in procession before us. So we'll be doing that a little later, right after our post-communion prayer. Rejoice. Sometimes Christians feel bad about themselves and they think that they are so bad that they can't even be forgiven in the sacrament of confession. But the Lord is merciful. The Lord gives us so much mercy and love, and he wants us to constantly come to him. He knows that each and every one of us here today is here not because we just happened to drop by, but because we very, very intently, with strong intent, wanted to come here today to give praise to our Father in heaven for the work that he has accomplished in Jesus, his Son, in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is upon us in all of our activity in this holy sacrifice. And Jesus is present with us too. So rejoice. We are the Catholic faithful. We are the people who have come to church today. We have to take out as our responsibility love for Jesus in our hearts so that while we identify him clearly in the Eucharistic species, under the form of bread and under the form of wine, we are to be his presence in the world and bring more and more people into the love of Jesus. This parish can be the radiating force of the mystery of God in the lives of all of those that we encounter today, tomorrow, this week, and forever. We just have to work at it a little bit, because there are holy things that are happening among us, and we're called to share and to give of ourselves, just as he gave of himself when he said, "This is my body, this is my blood."